Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Somebody needs help figuring out what movie their four-year-old is asking for.
Oh,
They're in a lot of trouble.
Okay, that used to be my favorite thing to do when the kids were little, was trying to decipher what was happening.
Okay. I'm going to give you that one right now if I can find it.
Okay.
It's funny because now we have with Nikki. Nikki's almost, he'll be two in a couple of weeks. Evelyn is our Nicholas translator. So if we don't know what he's saying, she's able to figure it out, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, no, he wants his blankie.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's so
cute. She's bilingual. It's amazing.
Yeah. She speaks Nikki.
Okay, so this text, I'll give you this one beforehand. Weird request, but maybe you can help put me out of my misery. My four-year-old keeps asking to watch the glowing hair movie.
Oh, I know.
What?
Tangled.
It's not Tangled is the next line.
It's got to be one of the Trolls movies.
Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, Trolls, Inside Out. I've tried all of those. I can't think of any more. It's animated, but there's glowing hair. I thought it was going to be Inside Out. That's what I thought of, because their hair is kind of vibrant, those characters.
Yeah, I mean, any of the trolls, animated shows.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are like four different Trolls movies.
Yeah.
But the kid would recognize the characters if you go, is this what you mean?
Which one?
The Lorax.
Is that glowing hair?
Well, the trees have like that crazy hairy movement.
Avatar?
Oh, Avatar could be
it. Could be Avatar.
Right, their hair plugs into
the
butts.
Get this four-year-old on the phone. We got to ask him questions. Not really.
It's not really a good four-year-old movie, though.
Like, no.
I mean, not that they couldn't have seen it, but...
A lot of people saying it's the movie Elemental from Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently they have flaming hair.
They do, yeah.
That's the number one guess from people.
Yep. I've seen that two or three times. Okay. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
All right.
I
don't
think this one. My kids used to ask to watch the Swim Zooms. I could never figure it out. I thought I might be a weird YouTube channel. 6 months later, I was scrolling through the TV channels and they went, oh, Swim Zooms. They wanted to watch The Simpsons. that is a game you have to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Evelyn would always shorten things. So it started out as Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Then it was Mickey Mouse. Then it just became Club. She wanted to watch Club.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are feeling this. This one, our older son kept asking us for what we heard as TJ Maxx. We had no clue what he was saying, but we decided to surprise him and fulfill his dream of going to TJ Maxx. We told him it was going to be great, and when we got there, he started crying and said, this is not TJ Maxx.
Oh.
In a moment of serendipity, though, as we were walking through the store, removing him from the hell we had brought him to, his face lit up, and he could see a toy from PJ Masks.
Oh.
That's right. We took a four-year-old to a discount retailer thinking the kid wanted a hot deal on newish fashion.
Yeah.
Not our best work.
A great deal on a picture frame.
Easy to do.
Yeah, it is.
That's for sure. All right, there it is. So I need some advice, this person writes. Going through a divorce, it's going to be finalized at the end of June. I've emailed in the past regarding this and the turmoil that I went through and was first brought to my attention. Well, after the past few months, I've gotten over the heartbreak because of how my ex-wife has treated me during the entire process. Sometimes they make it easier to figure out what happened. I hold no positive feelings towards her at this point and only deal with her strictly because we have a son together.
Oh, God, makes it so much harder.
I try to keep all my conversations with her strictly to that topic, but at time it becomes a problem because she knows how to get under my skin. 9 years of marriage added to the 4 years spent dating tends to teach you about triggers and the other person in the relationship. And some people get a lot of joy, I'm editorializing this part, by pushing those buttons. All of that aside, I'm ready to try dating again. Not going to lie, I've been out of the scene since 2009, never had much self-esteem or that much belief in myself.
Don't get on dating apps then.
Yep, that ain't gonna
happen. I felt lucky to have my ex when we were together, but that's the past, and I'm wanting to try and move forward. I'm testing the waters on Bumble, but I don't feel like I'm having much luck, and it seems like the way to get better luck is blocked by a paywall, and as a single father going through a divorce, I'm not spending money on the apps for dating. I've never been a social person, and I never cared much for going out to bars and clubs. The advice I'm looking for is, what would you suggest on how to try doing this? I don't have a lot of chances to go out and meet people because I'm taking care of my son and work. I don't have family or friends to be around outside of work, and my son is not in daycare. I'm honestly not sure how to approach this dilemma. I'm honestly scared of dating. I would like advice on how I could make a good impression if I do get a date in the near future.
You know how I think you make a good impression? I think you work on yourself until you don't feel like how you said you felt right before you talked about jumping on those apps. Uh-huh. You're still very like insecure, or your confidence level is low because of everything you've gone through. Mm-hmm. I think that's a part of like the healing process that everyone has to go through. And you see those people mm-hmm. who jump from one relationship to another. I've been guilty of that before. And you don't actually heal from that breakup. So I think you've got to grieve that divorce. You've got to grieve that future that y'all plan together. And then once you get past that, find as you're working through it, find things that you love to do that make you feel good about yourself mm-hmm. and take time and invest that time with your kid, mm-hmm. because then you're going to meet somebody when you're successful, you're confident in yourself. You've got a wonderful relationship with your baby or your child. You've got a hopefully better relationship with your baby mama, who's now your ex. And somebody can come in seeing that you've got your life and a balance and it's under control, versus right now you're at a place where it's all out of control. You know, you're still going through the divorce. You're still mm-hmm. feeling these things about yourself that like, it's just not that attractive to date somebody who's not attracted to their own self. Like, you've got to be confident when you're going back out there. So I wouldn't date if I were you. I would take as much time as you need until you feel like you're really ready.
And be honest when you do. Like, if you're nervous when you go out and you're like this, be honest the first time you chat with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, I don't know how old you were in 2009, but one of the things that I enjoyed about adult dating was being able to be very upfront about my expectations and what I was hoping for, what I was looking for, mm-hmm. the things I thought I needed to work on and the things that I thought I had sewed away, and hearing those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as not to have to. Not play games. That people always say that. I don't know what
a
better term is.
No, but you don't really want to play games. I mean, it's why, you know, there's a certain amount of gameplay that can be fun with dating, but that's different than just playing games. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I know it's semantics, but it's a difference. And I think Kelly is right. I mean, if you're that sketchy about everything, maybe take a step back and hold on for a minute. But also, when you are ready, suck it up and pay for the dating apps then.
Like, I would honestly recommend...
if you are not a bar, like, I was the same. I am not a bar person. Mm-hmm. I am not a walk up to a table full of girls and go, "Hey, baby." Like, I have confidence in certain ways, but that is not one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't have that confidence in that approach. And like, everybody I had dated before I was like on the dating scene, I had either worked with or went to school with. I knew them in
some
manner.
You were good at the slow burn.
Yeah, so it wasn't like you were just jumping into the deep end with nothing. You mm-hmm. had an idea, like, I think this person likes, I mean, we get along. It's not crazy for me to ask them out
mm-hmm.
or to approach that. So it was just different. So going in blind, like, I had never been on a blind date before. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to do this. So for me, the dating apps was, as much as they're daunting and can be frustrating and defeating, it also opened me up to people I would never have met before. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wouldn't run in those same circles. But also be aware that you will have very little luck. And I've dated enough women at this point where you realize, like, as a guy, you might have, like, you know, 5 or 10 women that like your profile, they're getting 1,500. Every guy in a 800-mile radius is like, bing, 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 all over. So they might not even see your thing. Mm-hmm. Like, like every woman that I liked on a dating app, I never got a response from. Not one. The only responses I got were the ones that reached out to me first. Mm-hmm. And then, because if I reached out, it was like, and you realize, oh, it's because, you know, you talk to them and you go, oh, it's because you're inundated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just never even would, I probably just wouldn't see your profile. Yeah. There's just so many.
Do you think it's fair to say that most of the people that you might be dating, not all, are going to have the same insecurities and other things that you're reaching out to?
Uh-huh.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I think
like
for
I think everybody who's starting over, you have that feeling of, oh God, especially if it's been 9 or 10 years like you or whatever. Like, I think it's pretty easy to feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got a little insecurity. Sure.
I also think if you've been with somebody that long, you've got to figure out what it's like to not be with somebody. You have to take that time to say, I'm okay being with myself, and showing your kid that they're your number one priority. Your job is your number one priority, not finding and filling that blank, you know, that that comfort that you've had for 15 years, you know, that because then you end up making a mistake potentially. I would just take your time. I would put so much time into you and into your son, whatever your job is, and I would thrive in those ways right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be really helpful. Like for me, that was how that I just dove into my house and my yard.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I've never minded being alone anyway. Like, I'm not somebody who has to be around another person all the time. But when I was going through that, I enjoyed that aspect of it. Like to do something else, to not, you know, it was a great way to take my mind off things. Like, you know, work on the house, paint a wall, do something in the yard, and just spend time in my own head a little bit and, I don't know, think.
And when you've done that, you're a little more selective about the people you're going to have around you, too.
Definitely.
A couple ideas from listeners that I think are pretty good. Join a gym.
Yep.
If you don't already, that will help with self-esteem. And also, it inherently puts you around other people. I know you're short on money and you don't have a ton of time, but going to have to figure out a way. And then the other one, this is a Hot Wings idea from back when you got divorced and were starting to think about dating. I think COVID kind of messed it up and then the apps took over.
Yeah,
but COVID, you talked a lot about volunteering. Mm-hmm. Volunteering is great because it gets you out somewhere. You are doing something good for someone else. And maybe you don't meet someone, but other people are seeing you. You're social with them and they're going to learn your story and they're going to go, you know who's sweet? That guy. Mm-hmm. I know someone. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but I think that's a lot better than, I think it has a better chance than if you're not someone who's comfortable going to the bar and walking up to the table or buying somebody a drink. That has a way better chance of success.
Yeah, and you're going to be really appealing to people that are on work release.
That is good.
True. If you can get around those groups, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe order a lady from Russia.
That's always an
Wayfair
option. That's always an option. Just get a set of drawers.
Yeah.
And a lady.
Anybody else need advice? 1-800-947-3979. This one. Do a live at night show and have a bunch of women come up and ask to date you.
Wait, what?
I mean, that worked for Steve, I guess.
Yeah. It was pretty easy to vet Steve.
This.
I mean, we're batting 1,000, though. So.
Yeah, we are. It's true.
This text. A douchebag I work with was banned from every dating app that he tried until he received a private invitation to join a high-dollar mail-order bride app.
He got banned? Like, what kind of a stooge is this guy? You're getting banned from dating sites? That seems almost impossible.
I mean, especially doing it over and over. I get that seems like just a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because you can report people. I reported a guy who was real bad. At taking no for an answer. He asked me out on a second date and I was like, I'm not really feeling it. I met somebody, sorry. And it was as nice as I could be, but I had gone on one date with him and he was so mean. After he sent me nasty text messages. We didn't kiss. We didn't hook up. We went for coffee. I screenshot all of them and I reported him to the app.
Yeah.
The last date Kayla went on before she and I met, she went out with a guy that she described as the slowest talker ever. And that's one thing we have in common that would drive me crazy also. But he spent a lot of time before they ordered, like before the drinks came, talking about how she shouldn't be dating anyone else till they figure out if they have something special. And doing so slowly. And so I caught her right before she gave up. That's what I was told.
That's the perfect time.
God, that guy lowered the bar so much. Even
it's
all
nice,
of,
isn't it?
I mean, I sent her a picture of me wearing cowboy boots and a Piston sweatshirt, like right after we started talking, just because she asked what I was wearing.
Nothing
and I wanted
between.
To make it ridiculous. And she still liked me. And I think it's because of that slow talking idiot.
Boy, it's shocking how many guys have lowered the bar. I mean, really.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty well. Yeah. More people need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Oh, wait. One more good idea from New Jersey. Oh. For the guy wondering how to meet people going through a divorce, become a gynecologist. You will be so much more confident talking to women.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a natural icebreaker of, well, let's see what we got going on in here.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. I mean, I'm sure as a single dad trying to make ends meet, you got plenty of time to go back to gyno school.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You get used to a variety of smells and everything.
Maybe you can learn at home. Just open up a water bottle and look inside and make comparisons. I don't know.
Yeah.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer blackjack and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.